It's incredible to think that the Son of God came to this earth and he died. Yet it happened. It's a major part of what we believe. And the events of his death are the climactic point of the Bible and probably the climactic point of all of humanity. Today I'm going to look at these events, and in particular I'm going to look at the events of Jesus' final words. What were his last words, and why does it matter to us? So doing this study, it's interesting to me that Matthew and Mark have the same quote, but Luke and John have distinct quotes of Jesus' last words. And actually, if you look at all of them together, you can piece a dialogue that was occurring from Jesus at his crucifixion. And we can learn a little bit about what was on his mind as he was dying. So let's start by turning to Matthew 27, verse 45. Matthew 27, verse 45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? He said these words at the ninth hour in the last minutes before his death. And I think the authors clearly recorded these words as breadcrumbs to another scripture, Psalm 22. I talked about this in a sermon I gave probably four or five months ago, called Why Should a Jew Believe in Jesus? And Psalm 22 is a really interesting scripture because it details the events of Jesus' death, despite the fact it was written over 1,000 years before the events took place. And to me, Psalm 22 is one of the greatest testaments to Jesus as the Messiah, and one of the greatest testaments that God is in control, that he will make his plan come to pass. Matthew was different from the other Gospels because it was written to a Jewish audience. And the Jewish audience likely would have sung, perhaps, these words. So the final words of Jesus here would have pointed to the fulfillment of the prophecy, and Jews would have made that connection. But these probably were not Jesus' last words. These were probably profiled as being the last words by Matthew and Mark to emphasize this prophetic connection between Psalm 22. But there were other events that we can see in this scripture that would lead me to believe that these weren't the very last words that Jesus said. And one is that in verse 50, it says, Jesus cried out. It doesn't quote what he said, but he cried out something. And then there's an aspect of the ordering of the sponge. We'll see the sponge that is brought to Jesus' mouth at his death. We'll see that in some of the other scriptures, and that'll give us a clue as to the ordering of how these final words of Jesus took place. So now let's turn to Luke 23, verse 44. Luke is generally considered to be written more to a Gentile audience, so the author constructed this gospel with the Gentiles in mind. Luke 23, verse 44. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So here Jesus cries out, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And this corresponds with a little bit with the verse 50 of Matthew in the fact that he is crying out. So this very may have been what Jesus cried out in that verse 50 of Matthew. Again, Jesus is quoting a psalm, but this psalm was Psalm 31, verse 5. And I'm not going to turn to Psalm 31, but Psalm 31 talks about God as being the rock and fortress, the source of strength. By quoting this, Jesus was placing his trust, his commitment to God. I commit my spirit to you. On the surface, this seems the opposite of my God, why have you forsaken me? Again, Luke was more geared to a Gentile audience, so the Gentiles wouldn't have been as familiar with the Psalms. So it could have been confusing to talk about, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we can see this confusion amongst Christians today that aren't familiar with the Old Testament. Some Christians just don't understand the connection between the prophecy that Jesus was pointing to. So were these words in Luke the very last words of Jesus? Maybe. But there is yet another possibility. Let's turn to John 19, verse 29. John 19, verse 29. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. So in Matthew and Mark, the event of the sour wine occurs after him saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. But here, the sour wine occurs, and after that, he says, it is finished. So it seems as if this it is finished would have definitely occurred after the my God, why have you forsaken me? It's hard to place the Luke and John in the ordering, though. Which came last, and which one preceded it? In Luke, the fact that it says he cried out, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, that does really correspond, like I said earlier, with Matthew 27, verse 50. And it is finished is short enough that perhaps he could have said this as part of his last breath. What we can be sure of is that it is finished, that quote, was significant to John. And there could be two reasons for that, and maybe both those reasons are correct. We can't be sure, but it could be his actual last words. John was actually there. He witnessed the events, so he would have known what the very last words would have been. And John may also be pointing us to another connection within the Bible. I think there is another connection in the Bible to the it is finished. So let's turn to one more scripture, Psalm 22, verse 31. This is the very last verse of Psalm 22, the same scripture that Jesus quoted in Matthew, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Psalm 22, verse 31. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. This he has done this is the Hebrew word asah, meaning to accomplish. It is finished in John 19 is the Greek word teleo, meaning to bring to an end. So to accomplish and to bring to an end, these are very similar words and easily translatable. The fact that it's not given in Hebrew in John 19 makes it harder to make that connection. But on all likely, this it is finished was the Hebrew word asah that he was saying. So John, one unique aspect of John is he tends to fill gaps. In many ways, a lot of times, it seems when you read John, he has the other Gospels in front of him. And a lot of scholars believe that he was the last Gospel. So this may be just be another gap that John is filling in from the Gospels. And what he's showing here is that there are bookends to Jesus's dialogue. There's the Eli, lama sabachthani at the beginning of Psalm 22, and he finishes it with this, it is finished, asah, in Psalm 22. So what can we take away from all of this? I think there's three main aspects that I kind of covered today. First is, the final words are a dialogue. And it only says one quote in each of the Gospels at the ninth hour at his death. But when we look across these Gospels, we see a dialogue that forms. And the different Gospels have different audiences that they're focused to and different emphases, so that's why they would have profiled different sayings. But these dialogues give us a peek into the mind of the Son of God at his death. The second thing that I kind of focused on to was his actual last words. One thing we can be sure is that these were all said very closely together. But John and Luke were like, one of those were likely his very last words. To me, it seems as if he would have cried out first, "My Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And then in his final breath would have said, "Asah, it is finished." So if that is the case, then the Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani and the asah would have been bookends to Psalm 22. Third aspect that I focus today is the mind of Christ. What was on Jesus Christ in his final minutes? Well, scriptures. And in particular, Psalms. Words that he had inspired and probably sung while he was alive. Psalm 22 and Psalm 31, which when paired together seem very opposite. God, why have you forsaken me? God, you are my rock, my fortress, my strength, into your hands I commit my spirit. But they aren't so opposite when you drill down into them. Psalm 22, Jesus was fulfilling at that very moment. Through the wonders of God, Jesus was fulfilling what David wrote almost 1,000 years before. Our God is a great God. A God we can rely on even during tough times, even at the brink of death.